is the Sensitive CEO Show, igniting sensitive entrepreneurs to grow your heart-centered business. I'm your host, Rose Cox, and this podcast shares with you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations for sensitive entrepreneurs wanting to grow a sustainable online business in a way that feels exciting and aligned with your soul. Along with my carefully curated expert guests, we share science-backed advice, proven strategies, and the systems we use to succeed in our businesses and our lives as highly sensitives, introverts, and empaths. And by the way, if you would like to be updated on when each episode is released, feel free to subscribe to the Short and Sweet newsletter. You'll also get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. To subscribe, pop on over to the website sensitiveceo.show or rosecox.com/pod. Now on to today's show. Hey, it's Rose, and welcome to another episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. And today I have the pleasure of talking with Susanna Grinsville. Susanna is a highly sensitive writer, energy worker, and psychologist. And Susanna's on a mission to help raise human consciousness. Susanna offers one-on-one emotion code sessions and group workshops about conscious manifestation. Her deep understanding of psychology and the law of attraction, experience-based insights, intuition, and exceptionally sharp sense of observation all shine through in her impactful words and authentic voice. Welcome, Susanna. It's wonderful to talk with you today.
Hello, Rose. Thank you. Thank you for this introduction and thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you're most welcome. So before we dive into your wonderful topic, I would love for you to share more about what it is you do and how you came to do this, your journey so far.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I work with highly sensitive entrepreneurs and I work as an energy worker. So I help releasing trapped emotions. So the emotion code works on the energy level. So what we do is that we identify and release trapped emotions. And maybe this concept isn't familiar to, and everybody's not familiar maybe with this concept. So actually, when we have an emotional experience, there are three phases. So the first phase is that the body generates an emotion. And then the second phase is that we experience the emotion. We have physical sensations or thoughts, or we live this emotion. And then the third phase is that we let go of the emotion and it disappears from our system. That's the normal process. So that's a complete cycle. But it happens that sometimes we cannot go through all three phases, and then emotions can get trapped in our body, in our energy system. And that can cause imbalances in our energy system, in our body. And if these trapped emotions stay there for long, it can be for years or even for decades, they start irritating the tissues, the organs, and they can create all kinds of symptoms, pain, all kinds of trouble for us. So what I do is I help clients identify these emotions and release them so that they can get back to a state of balance. And the body has the ability to do this. The body has a huge wisdom, and it is designed to be always in balance. So we just, with a minimum interference, we help the body back into state of balance.
Well,
that's basically
amazing.
How the emotion code works. Yes, it's very powerful, very powerful. And clients are seeing such amazing results. And sometimes we don't make the connection from the cause and the effect, because in Western societies, we are very conditioned to only see the material aspect of things. So sometimes there can be underlying causes, you know, energy causes. And when we work on this energy level, we can, you know, we can correct a lot of imbalances, a lot of symptoms, and even physical pain that we maybe didn't suspect had emotional causes.
Wow. And where does emotion codes come from?
Okay, so it was created by Dr. Brelle Nelson. He's a chiropractor. Well, he's retired now. He was in practice at the time in the 90s. So he would help his clients with the methods he had as chiropractor, and he would observe patterns he would see that he would need more, you know, other kinds of methods to help them completely get rid of their ailments. So he designed this method, he developed this method over several decades now, and that's where it comes from originally.
Mm.
And actually we can work both on physical things and also on more abstract things like motivation, creativity, overcome procrastination, and all these things that have a lot to do with our journey as entrepreneurs and productivity.
And how does a session work? Do you do these sessions over Zoom?
Zoom, yes.
Mm.
Yes. And everything is on a distance on Zoom.
And you ask, how do you sort of get into people's energy fields?
Uh-huh. So usually the client comes with a topic or an issue to work on, and then I will connect with the person's energy system. And we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, and this is quite amazing, the subconscious mind is actually 99% of our mind. So it's a computer, it records everything that we experience, everything is in there. So we just have to ask the right kind of questions to access this information. So it's a computer, so it has a binary functioning. So we'll ask yes and no questions, and then we will have a chart that is developed by Dr. Brille Nelson to identify the exact emotion, and then we will release it. So we'll release one by one.
Amazing. And how long does a session typically last for?
30 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And very efficient.
Yeah, I imagine. And with entrepreneurs, especially highly sensitive entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
how can the emotion codes help with them?
Well, all people, highly sensitive or not, will have trapped emotions because life happens. Sometimes we have stressful situations that create these emotions. And also we can inherit trapped emotions. So we can have our own trapped emotions and actually also our parents' trapped emotions. So it can help because when we release these trapped emotions and the body get back into balance, everything works better for us. We have a better flow. Many clients say they feel lighter, they feel more joyful, they feel relieved. And also communication can improve, relationships can improve, productivity can improve. A lot of things can improve simply by releasing these trapped emotions. And also what happens on an energy level, when we release these emotions, automatically our vibration will raise. Because what happens is that these emotions vibrate very low. So they are kind of dragging us down. And they are really a weight on our system, a burden on our system. So when we release these emotions automatically, our vibration will be higher and everything gets easier for us.
And is there a reason why some of the emotions are low, like the energy is low for some people and not for others?
Well, if we have had many experiences on a low vibrating level, of course, we will absorb that also from the environment. And the thing is, with the law of attraction, that many experts out there, they teach that you have to think happy thoughts and then you have a happy life, as if it were only a question about thoughts. And that's a good starting point. But actually, we attract with our entire being. We attract with our consciousness. And that means that also our body contains consciousness. Every single cell in our body contains consciousness. So we attract with what we are, which means that if we have many low vibrating energies or trapped emotions, we will attract more situations that match that level of vibration. So the more low vibrating energies we have in our system, the more situations we will attract, or people or circumstances we will attract on that same level. So when we vibrate low, it can be difficult to rise above that because it will continuously drag us down. So it's really important to release these things and to elevate our vibration to move on.
Mm. And you mentioned the law of attraction. How else do you use the law of attraction when you work with your clients?
It's excellent when it comes to gaining awareness of cause and effect. Because as I said, we attract with our consciousness. And the law of attraction really is a feedback mechanism. So it works both ways. It works, for instance, when we think positive thoughts, of course, we can attract positive things. But it also works the other way around. So for instance, if you're very tired, it's very easy to get dragged into a mindset of negativity because we are tired. And then we will attract other people who are also tired or also negative. And And we will also, you know, it will always match our inner state. Our outer world will always match our inner state somehow. And so when we work with the law of attraction, it helps us to gain awareness and to be more conscious about our choices on all levels.
And what advice have you got in regards to law of attraction for entrepreneurs?
To really see it as a feedback mechanism without judgment. Because when we learn that it's a feedback mechanism, we are actually receiving feedback all the time, clues all the time. So we don't have to wait, you know, we can do a lot of outgoing activities also, of course, we need that also. But we don't have to wait until a client tells us something. We don't have to do all these polls to have the information, because the law of attraction is bringing it to us already. So when we have this awareness and we have this insight about ourselves, we can see feedback all the time, actually. So we can adjust accordingly. So it's very efficient to work this way.
And is it something you'd recommend doing on a daily basis, like having some sort of ritual or routine to add it into your life?
Yes, of course. For instance, I have a gratitude journal. I write in it every single night before I go to sleep. And I've done that for years now. And it's super helpful, because when you, for instance, you, of course, you will raise your vibration when you focus on gratitude, but also when you see the things happening in your day from a perspective of gratitude, you train your brain to see gratitude everywhere. And you train your brain to see things in a positive light. And of course, we need that for our motivation, for our productivity, to attract the right kind of people and clients and associates into our world. So that's a very useful tool.
I love gratitude journals. I do, every morning I do my gratitude journal. And I've started, probably the last couple of months, I've started doing an evening gratitude writing as well. And I read somewhere, well, I'm reading a lot of books all the time, that when you write it at nighttime and you sleep on it, it all goes into your subconscious mind, which I love. And it obviously brings more, it's a law of attraction, isn't it? That the more gratitude you have, the more gratitude and good things come to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you will recognize them as such also.
Yes.
Because you will recognize them as such. You'll be able to receive them.
Mm.
And exactly as you say, it goes straight into the subconscious when it's at nighttime. And also when we prepare ourselves this way to sleep, the next day, we already prepare the next day when we go to bed. So we're already setting the stage for what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And then I guess the opposite is true. If you wake up and stub your toe, or you just wake up and think, oh no, I don't want to get up so early today, and things just cascade downhill, don't they? Whereas if you wake up with a attitude of gratitude, then the whole day can sort of be on an upward spiral as opposed to a downward spiral.
Yes, and the focus is so important, because where we put our focus, we are giving our life energy. So we are literally giving life to that which we focus on. So if we focus on things we don't want, we get more of that, not because because we want it or don't want it, but because we are focusing on it. Because the law of attraction interacts with us as sovereign beings. So we are supposed to have this choice to focus on whatever we want to. So it's up to us to focus on what serves us. So the law of attraction will never make a judgment and say like, oh, you shouldn't focus on that, or you shouldn't, you know, you should change direction. It really doesn't have that kind of interference. It's up to us to choose. And the law of attraction will always hold us accountable also. It will always, it's a mirror. It's a mirror. So it will always hold us accountable for what's happening inside us.
So you mentioned earlier with the emotion codes that they also work on the physical body. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Sure. So we're not working directly with the physical body, rather that we work on the energy level, and imbalances in the energy system can manifest in the physical body. So the body is always communicating with us. So symptoms is a way for the body to communicate with us, saying, hey, there's an imbalance here. We need some attention on this. We need to do something about this. So the body is really communicating with us. So symptoms isn't something to be afraid of. Rather, we can look at them with curiosity. And then with the emotion code, we can identify the root cause. and eliminate the root cause.
Mm,
so when yes, it's very powerful. So when we help the body get back into a state of balance, then the body will take care of the rest because it was designed to always be in balance. It was designed to regenerate itself. So the body knows how to do this. So we have to trust this innate wisdom of the body.
Amazing. I would love to change tech a little bit. And I'm really curious, in your bio, you have that you are a highly sensitive writer.
Yes.
So what do you write, books or do you write a blog? Can you share with everyone the sort of writing that you do?
Yeah, sure. So I have a manuscript book. It's in the editing phase right now. And I also have articles on my blog. So writing for me has been a very transformative experience. I started to write and it triggered a spiritual awakening in me a few years ago. And that has been very transformative. And that started a journey for me. And that journey would lead me to become a certified emotion code practitioner because I reached out for professional help at that stage of very intense spiritual awakening. And so the writing and the emotion code in parallel have both been very, very powerful tools in this transformation that I've been through. So yes, I do identify as a writer and I do advocate for writing as an empowerment tool.
So a bit like journaling or writing regular blog posts?
Both. So for me, writing started when I found myself in a situation that was quite disempowering and I felt stuck. I didn't know how to get out of the situation. And that's when I was guided to learn about the law of attraction. And what I learned was that even though we can be in circumstances that are not very desirable for us, we do have the power to choose our focus. So what I did was that I shifted focus away from circumstances into the writing, and all my focus went into writing the manuscript of this book. And what happened is that led to an empowerment for me. And over time, my external reality started shifting to mirror my inner state. So that was also a feedback mechanism. So as I was writing and observing that the outer reality was shifting and I was still in the same kind of circumstances, but my experience of it was completely different. So because something had shifted in me, the entire experience I had from it was completely different. Mm-hmm. And that's the power of energy work and understanding how to use your focus with intention.
Yeah. So how often do you write a blog post? I want to talk about your manuscript in a sec, but I'm curious about your blog.
Yes, so I write and I have something to say, I would say. Yes, I publish everything on the blog and in my newsletter, so people can access from there also.
And I'll definitely link to these in the show notes. And so if someone was just starting out writing, if someone is an entrepreneur, feels the need to write a regular blog post, where would you suggest they start?
Well, you need consistency to write. So first, be very clear about the intention and then make sure to make space on your calendar because we all have a lot of things to do, a lot of different distractions or, things needing our attention. So it's important to make space in your calendar. It's important to take that time and to write with intention. Yes. That's important. And also to know that it's not only when we sit down to write, which is productive, because sometimes, especially as highly sensitive people, we can feel, guilty that we're not doing enough or that we should be doing more or that we should do it differently or so forth. So know that even if you're not writing right now, if you have this consistent practice of sitting down and write, even if it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes regularly, and then your mind keeps working on it in the background while you're doing other things. Because writing is also a focus exercise. So when you're writing, you're focusing your attention, that your consciousness on that. So that's the focal point. But then you shift focus to something else. Your mind keeps working on it in the background. And that's also productive.
That's wonderful advice. I love that. And I think consistency is so important, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And really setting aside maybe a weekly or a monthly focus session where you just write blog posts. And I love how you said that the ideas will also come to you outside of that writing time. Yeah, that's so important.
And also bulk writing can be a tip for productivity, that you don't have to write. If it works better for you, do when you have a lot of inspiration, write several articles and then save some of them for later and then post it, you know, as it's convenient. You don't have to actually sit down. Well, it really depends what works best for you. For some people, consistency works best and actually write on a regular basis. For other people, it works best to do bulk writing and then save some of the articles for later. So whatever works best for you.
Yeah, there's different ways to do it, isn't it? I know I do a lot of batch writing with my blog posts, and I tend to plan all my topics in advance, usually 3 months in advance, but it doesn't always go to plan if there's other things going on in the background.
Yeah.
So tell us about your new book that's coming out, Susanna.
Wow. Yeah, so it's a journey. It has been such a transformation. And this book, what it will show people is that it's not telling a story, it's showing a story. Because my spiritual awakening happened while I was writing, and readers get to witness that. And I also share my journey with emotion code before becoming a practitioner, because I was going through a very fascinating journey with my practitioner before I decided to become a practitioner myself. And readers will also be able to follow that and read that. And they will be able to feel what I felt at the time. And I believe that that will be very inspiring and empowering to actually witness this. Because something happens when there is a shift in consciousness in one person and someone else gets to witness that, the shift can happen in the person witnessing it as well as if it had happened to them. So that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's exciting. I want to congratulate you on writing a book. It's a huge undertaking.
Thank you. Thank you. And next time.
Do you have a timeline of when you expect it will be published?
I don't yet have a date for it. There's still a few things that I want to adjust a little bit. And yeah, I'll come back to you with a date.
Yeah, do. I'll definitely keep an eye out for that. So any final tips for HSP entrepreneurs or sensitive CEOs that you want to share?
So there is this question about the overwhelm that we have to know how to cope with that.
So when you feel overwhelmed and unfocused, what do you do?
So, well, a very important thing is to spend quality time in nature regularly. And that helps us to create space. So when we feel overwhelmed or we feel unfocused, usually that's a lack of space. We need to, you know, open up and breathe and just be immersed in this healing space, the sacred space of nature. So that's very helpful. And also, of course, I use the emotion code, because there could be trapped emotions that have been, you know, operating in the background in our energy system, but we maybe weren't aware of them. And then they come more to the surface to be dealt with. And that could translate into overwhelm or feeling unfocused or stuck. So, of course, the emotion code would also be helpful in that case.
Another question just popped into my mind before we finally wrap up. When your clients have an emotional code or a number of emotion code sessions with you, is there ever a point where there's no longer any trapped emotions, or is it a continual sort of journey within all of us that these emotions become trapped?
So I would say that usually clients come with a specific issue or topic they want to work on, and then we release all the trapped emotions linked to that event or to that topic. And there might still be trapped emotions from other events or other, you know, periods of time in their lives that are not relevant to work on right then and there, because they might have all other priorities. So when people need, or when clients feel that they need to work on something, then they can come to me and we work on releasing all that is related to that topic. So with consciousness, it's not a linear process. I mean, in Western cultures, we have been conditioned to believe in a linear functioning, which is very much left brain, but we also have a right brain, the intuition. And consciousness really is working in a cyclical manner. So it's not a linear process. So I don't really see the point of seeing it in a linear process and saying, okay, we will release all the trapped emotions we ever created. I don't really see the point in that. We will release the trapped emotions that are relevant for that topic or in that point in time. And then, of course, clients are welcome back when they feel a need for it.
That makes so much sense.
Wonderful. Because there's so many aspects to our lives. We have our private life and business and family and hobbies and, you know, nature and so many different things that we have to fit into the puzzle that is called life and our life experience. Yeah. So to fit all these different pieces together, emotion code is a wonderful tool to use, but we don't need to use it all the time. We use it when it's needed.
Mm. For people who want to learn more about emotion codes, where would you recommend they start?
Okay, so I would recommend that they read the information on my website. So it's www.susannadinsal.com. And then there's also the site of Dr. Bradley Nelson. He created the emotion code. It's discoverhealing.com.
Great.
So I would recommend both.
Brilliant. I'll pop a link to both of those in the show notes as well so people can find those. So thank you, Susanna. It's been wonderful talking with you today and diving into this topic of emotion codes and the energy work that you do.
Thank you. It's been great to be here. And I wish everything the very best for this new adventure that is your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. If you enjoyed this episode or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave me a review on sensitiveceo.show. Just follow the prompt in the menu. Each month, I'm offering one lucky reviewer a chance to win a one-hour business and mindset audit with me. This in-depth audit covers the five pillars of your online business, and you'll walk away with super clear action steps specifically for you and your business. You'll be re-energized and motivated to step into your greatness. You'll also find all of the show notes for each episode on the website sensitiveceo.show. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to the short and sweet newsletter. You'll get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. And as the name implies, the email is short and sweet. The Sensitive CEO Show, igniting your sensitive superpowers.